Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. When 33 people died and hundreds were sickened from eating cantaloupe contaminated with listeria, the owners of the farm involved were hauled into court in handcuffs and charged with 6 criminal offenses. When hundreds of people were sickened by salmonella in chicken, 7 different strains of salmonella, all resistant to antibiotic treatment, from a chicken plant that did the same thing last year, nothing happened. No prosecutions, not even a recall of the contaminated chicken. It's being suggested that the latter outbreak is not being dealt with because of the government shutdown, but the real reason is far worse than that. Chickens have better lobbyists than cantaloupes. The chicken lobbyists have succeeded for years in preventing the U.S. Department of Agriculture from classifying drug-resistant salmonella as an adulterant in chicken, so that recalls cannot be required. The worst the USDA can do is to request a voluntary recall. The lobbyists have also advanced a plan that is on the verge of final approval that would turn over the inspection of chicken slaughter lines to employees of the processor, who will have 1/3 of a second to inspect each carcass. In tests, they have frequently missed diseased and or feces-covered chickens flying past them on the line. But the chicken lobbyists' real triumph came back in 2001 when they took a case before the U.S. Fifth Court of Appeals based in New Orleans. A company called Supreme Beef had been caught repeatedly with product contaminated by salmonella, and the USDA wanted to shut them down. The court said no, on the grounds that normal cooking practices made the meat safe. Apparently, medium rare is not legally normal. And the countertops, cutting boards, utensils, and hands the meat touches before normal cooking methods are applied do not count. This codified in law the remarkable, unprecedented caveat emptor deal the meat industry has imposed on largely unsuspecting customers. We producers will sell you consumers product that will poison you if you eat it, will contaminate anything you let it touch in your home. It is your responsibility to heat it to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. We have no responsibility. Well, thank heavens we have government oversight. That would be the USDA, whose assistant administrator said this when asked why, since they know 300 people have been poisoned by chicken from Foster Farms and nearly half of them required hospitalization, the USDA has done nothing. I quote, "We had data suggesting Foster Farms was producing product associated with the illnesses, but we were not able to associate that with any particular time in which the product was produced or day of production. From the perspective of what was happening in the facility, we did not feel that we had the type of support we needed to make that determination." End of an unbelievable quote. So Foster Farms, the chicken producer who advertises that its chickens are grown naturally, are fresh and family-owned, continues to ship product riddled with bacteria that can give you food poisoning that doctors may not be able to treat. Meanwhile, in Denver, John Walsh, the federal prosecutor handling the cantaloupe caper, enunciated this principle: food processors bear a special responsibility to ensure that the food they produce and sell is not dangerous to the public. Go figure.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.